Welcome back to Today's the Future. It's Libby Redden. I have some updates about the podcast. So, I have decided to prioritize my mental health, and you probably saw that I was gone from the podcast the past month, and that was because I've just been trying to decide what my next steps are, and right now I've been really focusing on my one-on-one mentorship program that I'm running, which I still have some spots open, by the way. If you're interested in that, I'll put the information in the description. However, just to keep myself from burning out and for my longevity, for now, I am going to keep posting podcast episodes. However, I'm going to move from every week, which I've been doing for years, and I'm going to scale back to twice a month. Also, not just for my mental health and for my career longevity, but also for the quality of the podcast. I would rather give you really good podcast episodes than just cranking out garbage. So, which I don't think I ever did, but I could just feel myself becoming less passionate about it. And for me as well, I would like to put my love into the episodes and feel really good about what I'm putting out there. So anyway, I'm going to start posting twice a month instead of four times a month, as well as I am going to start doing a lot of my podcast episode interviews in person, which is a new goal of mine, just because I think the energy is so much better. I love interviewing people in person. Last year was my first time starting to do that. I always did them virtually, and I just fell in love with it. So I'm going to be doing less interviews as well, but like one interview episode each month. But I'm going to do them in person. I'm going to get some really fun content from it, and I'm super excited about that change. And then the second episode each month will be either a highlight from old episodes, because I have stuff in the archives from years ago that a lot of people aren't listening to anymore that I think is really valuable, or a solo episode, depending on what I'm feeling. So that's the update on the podcast. As far as the episode I have for you today, this will be a podcast highlight episode, and I'm going to be playing you a highlight from an episode I did with Adthe Trepka. The episode was titled, "The Spontaneity of Life Will Lead You If You Let It. Are You Happy?" And this was posted January 11th, 2021. This was my second episode of season two. I don't really do seasons anymore, but yeah, this wasn't too... I've probably been doing the podcast for about 8 months at this point. So also, if you go back and listen to it, interviewing skills, decent, not great. Before we hop into the highlight, I wanted to give you some background on Adthe Trepka. He is the creator of the Are You Happy docuseries. I found him on TikTok during the COVID pandemic. You've probably seen some of his videos. He posts clips from his docuseries that he's been creating, where he goes up to people and asks, "Are you happy?" And at the time, he had 1.2 million followers when I first interviewed him. He's now at 4 million followers. He was 26 at the time. Now he's 29. And still going hard with the filmmaking. He's a filmmaker, freelance filmmaker, and a commercial director. He's wrote and directed national advertisements for brands like Burberry, Tide, KFC. He's really done some amazing work at such a young age. He's been selected by festivals and publications across the nation. He's also the founder of Happy Productions, which is a top short form content agency. They have grown 5 million total followers and an average 30 million views a month for their clients. He has 20 people working with him at Happy Productions and has been able to lead the charge in the short form content industry in a lot of ways. And outside of all of his achievements, I think he's just a really awesome person. Really exudes this beautiful compassion and empathy and lack of being led by his ego. And I think he really does deserve all the success he's had and is going to have. And I'm grateful for his mission-driven view of career and work. And so in this highlight that I'm going to be sharing, he just talks about his journey of creating a career around doing what he loves and his self-reflection of how he's found himself where he is and where he still struggles, even despite having so much success in even his early 20s. And I just really appreciated our conversation. And I think also our conversation can help you reflect on if you feel confused of what am I passionate about? Where do I want to go? Or if you kind of know what you love and maybe what you've loved since a kid that you'd like to turn into a career, feeling heard with some of the struggles of doing that, because we all have them. I have them, he has them, you know, the feelings of confusion or imposter syndrome or insecurity are very real. And the confusion of navigating your career in your 20s is very real. And that's kind of what we talked about in this piece of the episode that I wanted to bring back and have people hear. So enjoy.
This is it's kind of weird, but have you ever seen the show called Lizzie McGuire?
Yeah.
On Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Lizzie McGuire's friend, Gordo, he always walked around with a camera. Yeah, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
So I was like, what does Gordo have in his hands? So that was like my first like, well, you know, what's going on here? And then, you know, once I picked up the camera, I remember the first time I ever recorded anything, the camera was like zoomed in all the way and I was too young to know what to do with it. I just recorded it like a blur of colors. And you know, in that day and age, you had to plug in these three cords, which are called VGA cables, into the TV, I'm sure you know. And then you could see what you had recorded. And I remember sitting down and crying. I was probably 8 years old and crying at what I had recorded. And I don't know why, but there's something there. And then once I found filmmaking, like Martin Scorsese and Francis Ford Coppola, and all these amazing artists, it was like, whoa, this is like a whole new world. And spent summers just watching movies and studying them and watching them with no sound and watching them with no video and just sound. I became very obsessed.
I love that. So this has been something that's been like a constant in your life since you were like little.
Yeah. Yeah. And still, I didn't think like it was going to be like my career choice. Mm-hmm. I did some acting and that was fun. And, you know, I still do some acting from time to time, but I remember, you know, when I was in high school and senior year and everybody's talking about what they're going to do in college, my high school teacher asked me like, oh, what are you going to do? And I'm like, oh, I think I'm just going to go into business or politics or political science. And she's like, what about all those movies you create, you know, for school projects? I'm like, oh, there's no money in that. And, you know, I was just basically reiterating all of the, you know, negative consequences of pursuing something that I thought would happen, but in reality, there, you know, it was just in my mind.
So, well, how old are you?
I'm 20. I'm 26, but I feel much younger.
So, did you go to school for film?
Yeah. So okay. I majored in film in college, but I also double majored in journalism.
Oh, cool.
I was going to go to journalism school, but I decided not to.
Gotcha. And where did you go to school at?
I went to a school in Connecticut called Fairfield University.
Okay.
And they had a really great film program. It's one of the best.
Okay. So that's awesome. So you did end up going to film school, which I'm glad you did. And then after that, like what was the move after that?
Yeah. So, I'm very obsessed. I get very obsessed with what I'm passionate about, what I want out of my life. So when I decided that I was going to be a filmmaker, I became very focused on not having to go through these possible negative experiences. So I just worked very hard. I bothered a lot of hiring managers and professors and blah blah blah. And I was able to finish a 4-year college degree in 3 years. And then before I graduated, I was offered a job from my internship. I was interning at Nickelodeon at the time. And
cool.
Yeah, before I graduated, they were like, that guy that won't stop asking questions, we will hire him as a production assistant. And then I was there for a couple months before I started working at Warner Brothers in Los Angeles. So I flew from New York to LA and worked in LA for a few years, which is insane. It's like a whole other life for me.
Yeah.
And then it kind of became more of an independent thing.
So do you only do independent film now?
Right now, yeah.
Like you just do your project?
Well, right now I work full-time as an independent filmmaker. So my project is one of the projects that is like takes up a lot of my time, but I also work as like a director for a hire. So I'll do commercials, music videos, that kind of thing.
That's way cool. And you've been able to work with some like big companies, like big brands. That's like as an independent filmmaker, that's pretty cool. And you're freaking young to be able to work with these big brands. That's so cool.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I get imposter syndrome, but you know, it fades. And you know, I was just on set this past Friday, and it had been a while since I've been on set because of COVID and all that. And I was getting so nervous, and it was reminding me of my younger days, like before, before a big play or before a big shoot, I'd get like very nervous. I'd think of all the things that could possibly go wrong. and all of that would always fade as soon as the thing would start.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting so worked up about this shoot that I did on Friday. And then literally as soon as I got on set, it all came flooding back and I was totally fine and it came out really cool.
That's the way it goes. You just got to get past that first, the initial anxiety.
Yeah. You know, I've never been very athletic, but as I've gotten older, I've kind of tried to focus more on my physical health. So I started working out and running, huge surprise to me, has really changed the way the way I live. Because like when I first started running, I was like, oh my God, I'm so weak. I can't make a mile. I can't make this lap, blah, blah, blah. And, the way I would push myself to run would be, I would have to like quiet that voice in my head that's saying, you know, you're breathing too heavily or you're mm-hmm. too tired or your legs hurt. And I would, you know, through running, and, you know, meeting my running goals, I realize that that voice lies 99% of the time. It makes you think that your legs hurt or that you're breathing too heavy. But if you could quiet it, all of a sudden the pain goes away and your breathing becomes normalized. And learning how to quiet that voice has helped me in every facet of my life. Like it's insane how much running has taught me.
That's way cool. And yeah that's so true, because like it really is your own perception that is that really messes you up the most.
And I still struggle with that. I still struggle with that all the time. I'm like, oh, is this good enough or am I good enough? And maybe that's what keeps me going. Almost every day I'm like, this is horrible. I'm doing a horrible job. I have to get better at quieting that voice.